Innocent Chukwuma's experience with his country's police began in the 1980s, when he was a student activist. He spent 30 days in a Nigerian jail in 1988, which gave him an insight into the country's prison system. The conditions were indeed horrible, but he said what made an even stronger impression on him were the frank talks he had with the guards about their experiences.
So I got to see the other side of the police and the prison officials, which made me to agree to do the work.
In January 1998, he founded the Clean Foundation, a center for law enforcement education that promotes respect for human rights and cooperation between Nigerian law enforcement agencies and society.
They work with the police, but they also are monitoring police activities. But I think what's very interesting is that it's not simply standing on the outside criticizing. It's really trying to work with reform elements within the police force to help them do a better job.
That was Jonathan Fanton, president of the MacArthur Foundation, which just named the Clean Foundation one of the 9 winners of its new creativity awards for small nonprofit groups.
This award spans all of the places we work, including the United States, but I think it's particularly important for organizations outside the United States and in countries undergoing a transition from authoritarian rule to democracy and free markets. It is often the independent organization, the NGO, that is leading the way in that transition.
Other countries represented include India, Mexico, Peru, and Russia. Fanton said the award to the Russian group, the Independent Council of Legal Expertise, is especially timely following new Russian law curtailing the activities of non-governmental groups.
One vulnerability that many NGOs in Russia have is that they rent their space from government agencies. That makes them more vulnerable to influence and pressure. And I thought it was interesting that the Independent Council on Legal Expertise decided to use its award money to buy a permanent office.
Fanton says recipients cannot apply for the MacArthur Award, but are instead nominated by MacArthur staff members. The foundation gives grants in 65 countries. Its creativity awards range from $250,000 to $500,000, based largely on the size of the organization.
So there's no one-size-fits-all. There's not a template that we impose. We really want to listen and learn and hear from the organizations about how we could help them.
One of the American recipients, the North Lawndale Employment Network, runs an urban beekeeping and honey production program that offers jobs and skills training to formerly incarcerated or low-income people in Chicago. Executive Director Brenda Palms-Barber says the very welcome MacArthur Award will help her organization retire its debt and set up a cash reserve.
I think that sometimes small, organizations are overlooked, for some of the amazing creative work that can happen. And oftentimes people think that in order for you to have a big impact in the world, that it has to be with, clearly a huge, well-established, long organization.
Another recipient, Knowledge Ecology International, works to loosen patent laws that keep essential medicines prohibitively expensive for people in the developing world. The group's James Love refers to the better-known MacArthur Genius Awards, which are presented annually to individuals. He said jokingly that although he would have been happy to receive all the money personally, he applauds the recognition given to nonprofit groups.
I think a lot of what's happening in the world right now, which is important, are these collaborative efforts that involve organizations, not just one person. So although I would have loved it if they'd given me $500,000, I think it's pretty cool that they reward the organization's efforts, because I think nothing happens without these collaborative efforts.
The new MacArthur Prizes will be awarded in a ceremony in Chicago in October. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.